Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. And we want to ask you, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Alvarez and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature. Will you definitely vote in these Democratic elections? Probably
yes.
Vote? Or
yes.
You will wait? Okay, definitely vote. And next, if you have, tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about each of the following people or organizations. The first one is Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know enough about him to have an opinion yet.
Okay, Joe Biden.
I don't love him, but I'll vote for him if I have to.
Okay, so you would say someone favorable or someone unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. The Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Jasmine Simon?
I don't know enough about that one.
Okay. Colin Alvarez?
Very favorable.
Victoria Navi Criado?
I don't know enough about that one.
Okay. Nathan Johnson?
Did you say who?
Nathan Johnson.
Oh, very favorable.
Thank you. Ron Kirk?
I don't know enough about that one.
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I know a little bit about her, so let's just go with somewhat.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Can you repeat the first part again?
Of course. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Today it would be Ginsburg because that's the one I'm familiar with somewhat.
Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Number one, guns. Sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age of 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Number two, abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Number three, local control. State Republicans preempting local laws on grow control, zoning, and worker rights. Number four, education. Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Or number five, voting rights. Restriction on voting, electional denial, and threats to democracy.
Gosh, all of those are so important. that's so hard. I'm an educator, so I kind of gravitate towards the voucher issue. But voting rights is definitely a problem here in Texas. I guess right away with me I would have to go with the voucher issue just because it's something that's happening really quickly.
You mentioned education.
Yes, let's go with the education.
OK, Thank you. And what would be the next most important issue from the list that I mentioned?
Voter rights.
Thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? The first one, with the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party? Or number two, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with pro-job, business-friendly message?
For the primaries, I'm going to go with number one.
Thank you. Okay, we are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. We would like to rate the following statement describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon. Leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact in your opinion? The first one Okay. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professionals, women, and businesses.
Did you say her name was Diane Simons?
Jasmine Simons.
Are you saying Jasmine or Diamond? Sorry.
Jasmine.
What's her name?
Jasmine.
Okay. I would absolutely vote for her if that's the one running. They all seem important issues, so I'm on board.
Thank you. Jasmine Simons puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Okay.
So will this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
I would definitely vote for her, yes.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This will start by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simons' common sense problem-solving approach. Definitely vote, probably vote for, or does not impact.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglect fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Would this make definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for a Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not impact?
Probably vote for.
Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with the broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Say that one more time, sorry.
Of course. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Definitely. Yeah, I like Clay Jenkins.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Definitely.
Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely, probably, or not in fact.
Definitely.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local community.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park City.
No impact.
Thank you. And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a Respect Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote if you have to choose today?
Sorry, say that one more time, the person.
Yes. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House of Democratic primary.
Okay.
Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a Respect Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which would you vote if you have to choose today?
I still am not certain. If I were to go by what you've told me so far, is that Clay Jenkins has endorsed Jasmine, then I would do that one.
Thank you. And the last part, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidate. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you. The first one, Liz Ginsburg losing records show she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today.
A little bit, I guess. Sorry, I forget what the options were.
Of course, this will cause that definitely I vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter.
No, I guess a little bit leaning from her, yes, against her.
So the option is that after this statement, you will definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or that doesn't matter.
Probably vote against her.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely vote against. Probably vote against.
Definitely. Okay. Definitely vote against.
Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against.
probably definitely vote against.
Thank you. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg is losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago, show that she is not able to bring the change that Texas needs.
Definitely vote against her.
Thank you. And Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Kex Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and is impeached for abuse of power.
I'm well aware of Paxton. I would definitely vote against her.
Thank you. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote in the Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
Jasmine.
Thank you.
Simon.
And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State should fight for? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
They're all important. I mean, there's so much going on. I think right now we really need to focus on the expanding voter rights so that we can get more people out there to change, turn Texas blue. And I think if she could get an endorsement from Beto, that would be really helpful as well.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat the last part, the endorsement by whom?
Beto. Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
I forget the windows. I'm 42.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in a school?
I have a bachelor's degree in college.
Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? African American, Latino, Asian, Arab, or white?
White.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, and please enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.